Page 18. Read. Save our tigers.
The foothills of the Himalayas. The Himalayas are the highest range of mountains on Earth. Below this range, there are foothills containing jungles, forests, rivers, and lakes. These hills once provided a home to many diverse types of wildlife: tigers, leopards, rhinoceroses, and deer. In the last 75 years, however, many of those animals have disappeared. People have cleared the forests to grow crops, and the animals' habitat has suffered. Man-eaters. Usually it's humans who scare and kill animals, but it can be the other way around. About 100 years ago, a few starving tigers and leopards terrified the people who lived in the foothills. Instead of eating other animals, like buffalo and antelopes, some of these big cats started killing and eating people. The cats had names like the Tiger of Chowgar, the Thak Man-Eater, the Champawat Tigress, and the Pinard Leopard. Jim Corbett, Corbett the Hunter. As a small boy, Jim Corbett was fascinated by wildlife. He taught himself to identify animals and birds by the sounds they made. Later, Jim became a tracker and hunter. The government asked him to track and shoot the man-eating tigers to protect people. Between 1907 and 1938, Corbett shot and killed 19 tigers and 14 leopards. He did this on foot, sometimes accompanied by his dog, and he took many risks to save people's lives. The first tiger he shot was the Champawat tiger, a tiger that killed more than 436 people. Jim was a hero. Corbett the Naturalist. Jim wondered why the tigers and leopards were killing people. When he examined the cats that he had shot, he made an important discovery. They all had injuries. Some had gunshot wounds from poachers who hunted them illegally. Poaching was common because people could sell tiger skins for decoration and tiger bones for medicine. One tiger had a gunshot wound in its mouth, and its teeth were damaged. It could no longer attack buffalo and antelopes. Other tigers had injuries and infections from porcupine quills getting stuck in their skin. The reason they were eating people was that they couldn't hunt other animals. Corbett National Park and Corbett's Tiger. After his discoveries, Jim became interested in conservation. He had a new mission: the preservation of tigers. He gave lectures and inspired people to respect wildlife, especially the big cats, which he loved and respected. 2 years after he died in 1955, the oldest national park in India got a new name: Corbett National Park. It's a sanctuary for tigers, leopards, and other endangered animals. There's even a species of tiger named after Jim called Corbett's Tiger. No one is sure what the total population of Corbett's tigers is, but there may only be 350 worldwide. Saving the tiger. In the early 20th century, there were about 40,000 tigers in India. Now, there may be as few as 2,000. But thanks to conservationists like Jim Corbett, there are now more than 35 tiger reserves in India. Saving the tiger means preserving the entire food chain. First, we need to save the tiger's food, and that means protecting deer and other animals. Next, we need to save plants, trees, and grasses so that these animals can eat. By saving the plants, trees, and grasses, we protect our forests and rivers and all the birds, animals, and insects that live there. Very importantly, this means we are saving our water, because, as you know, nothing on Earth can live without water.